This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Where are seniors in the fight for Social Security and pensions? I'm scratching my head. Somehow I've noticed something weird around the world and it's not adding up, or at least not adding up the way it should. Maybe you've noticed it as well. There are a lot of protests here and abroad about cutbacks and threats to pensions and benefit programs. But, surprisingly to me, they're being led and populated mainly by younger people without much participation by actual beneficiaries who are older or claimants. What's up with that? In Nicaragua, there have been days of protests led by young people over the government's proposal to cut Social Security benefits to pay for rising medical costs. In this instance, Social Security is meant in the global sense of benefits for the unemployed or unable to work, rather than the United States linguistic politicization that terms any benefits earned like unemployment or given as welfare, complete with all the cultural baggage that carries. In England, university workers struck for weeks over attempts to change the nature of the pension program from a defined benefit program to a defined contribution program. Their strike was powerful, but what they have won so far is a delay for a study committee that many activists worry will not be satisfactory. Unrest and protest have been rising in France over curtailment not only of hard-won workers' rights, but also the Macron government's actions to dismantle various welfare benefits and entitlements. Young, largely female, teacher strikers in the U.S. have protested and gone on strike in recent months, and among their issues have been protecting deterioration of pensions. Where are the pensioners, the seniors, the recipients? Some are there for sure, but too many are leaving the fight to the children, literally and metaphorically speaking. At some level, there's simply an air of defeat, a sort of, I did my best, so good luck to the rest. Or worst, an attitude of, I've got mine, too bad about you. If welfare recipients and seniors are not protesting, isn't it too much to ask young people to lead the fight? Honestly, ask yourself how many young people trying to survive in gig and informal economy jobs, find homes, lovers, and friends, have time or interest in what they might need in bad times 20, 30, or 40 years from now. Politicians and governments are counting on this indifference from the young and old. Chances are that many of the changes will be red circled to exempt the old or punish the young in the future while there are not yet fighters even old enough to take the field in our own interest. Seems like solidarity, good citizenship, and love of our families, friends, co-workers, and communities demands those of us who understand the benefits and stand towards the front line need to also be among the first to put our feet in the streets to stand up for the importance of these benefits to the quality of life, if not survival, for tens of millions. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.